around the world, and right here in our own backyard. The Bunker to Bunker Golf Show covers the great game of golf from tee to green. Now, join us on the first tee with your hosts, Greg Ellis and Jim Hill.
Good morning and welcome to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. I'm Greg Ellis. He's Jim Hill. We're live out here at Seville Country Club for the Ford Championship, the LPGA Ford Championship. And good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Greg, CQ, Trev, Jamal, Michael. We got a whole litany of a crew out here. It is a beautiful morning at Seville Country Club. We are on the practice tee overlooking the, I don't know what mountain that is, but it's pretty. And we are watching these ladies get warmed up. And man, oh man, oh Manischewitz, talk about a birdie barrage in the first two rounds. There's a bunch of them. We're going to talk all about it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But first, let's get to last week in
golf. Yes, sir.
Because there was some amazing golf played, emotional golf played.
Yep.
And it was kind of shocking for me because seeing Peter Malnati, who, you know, you see him out there all the time and just is happy as gluggy, got big smiles on his face, and it was quite a finish for him. First win in 9 years, over 3,000 days.
Yep.
Can you imagine that? 3,000 days without a win, but he pulls it off, and
The pride of the Mizzou Tigers.
That's exactly.
Played golf at Mizzou out there in Columbia, Missouri, but it was really cool to see him. And you want to talk about an emotional win, as you said, Greg, for his little children and his wife to be there, and that little guy ran out and jumped in his arms.
Yeah.
I got a little sand in my eye, I think.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, here's what Peter Malnati had to say after his victory at the Valspar.
I have no idea. I told myself I was going to do my best on every shot, and that was what I did. And I was so nervous coming down the stretch. A lot of those shots, you kind of see it in the, you know, the approach into 16 was terrible. But I was just like, you can't describe it. It's so cool. It's so cool to share it with people. Like, it's just amazing. It's just amazing.
You know, it's funny to listen to these guys, and they talk about it. And 9 years between wins. Well, first of all, it's pretty darn hard to win out on the PGA Tour. And you heard him say it a couple of times through the interview how hard it is. And it is. And when you get that first win, you just don't know whether you're going to win again.
Oh, absolutely. There's Mina Harrigan.
We had her on the show.
Hi, Mina. yeah, you know, but what's really cool is you see these youngsters come out there and win, and it's more of a relief to them, I think. But you see a guy with a young family, let's be honest, he's a journeyman, very nice player, but a journeyman. To get to share that moment with your kids and your wife, and to break through after 3,000 winless days, that's amazing, and it was really cool to see.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And playing on the Champions Tour last week at the Hope Classic, Patrick Harrington wins for the seventh time on the PGA Tour Champions.
He's becoming the new Bernhard Langer, isn't he?
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, he's jumping back and forth. He's playing this week, or he tried to play this week at the PGA Tour event at the Houston Open. He's going to play next week at the Houston Open. Or at the Texas Open, excuse me.
Valero, Texas Open.
Yes. And here's what he had to say after his victory there at the Hogue Classic.
I just, when I'm overconfident, I'm not great. I'm much better when I'm in trouble. That's just my personality. So I wish it was different. Sometimes it's nice to win easy, but I knew, you know, even after 16, I knew I was playing well. I knew I was hitting the ball well, that I could finish strong. Yeah, look, I thought I played really well today. I drove it great all day, kept leaving myself downhill putts. And you know, I lost a bit of, you know, when you're not holding putts, you know, and it wasn't that I was hitting bad putts, I just wasn't holding putts, so it was tough. They really were tricky in the wind, so that really, you know, it was a tough day for me in that sense, that I was dribbling my putts, they weren't going in.
Well, you got to hold your putts. You got to hold your putts.
You got to. Oh, my gosh. That was absolutely hilarious. I hit the ball well, but I didn't putt well.
I didn't hit my putts well.
But I won the tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, Padraig Harrington is your winner last week at the Hogue Classic. Last week at the Porsche Singapore Classic, Jesper Svensson was your winner there. They played at the Fur Hills Sayre Pock Championship. The inaugural for this was Sayre Pock attached to the event. And Nelly Korda wins in a playoff for her second win in a row.
Right.
So she's gone back-to-back. And it's going to be fun to be able to watch and see what happens. Wait a minute. Yeah, Peter Malnati won last. Oh, so Scottie Scheffler's going for three in a row.
Yeah, because he didn't play yesterday,
right,
or last
week. Yeah. So anyway, here's what Nelly Korda had to say when she was after the playoff.
You know, I've vented to my coach on the putting green, and then he asked me if I'm ready to be positive. Took a little bit, and then I was ready, and then we talked a little bit, had laughed a little bit. He's really good at just cracking jokes, which sometimes I just give him a pity laugh, but he's usually pretty good. And then, yeah, just when I walked to 18, Jay and I told ourselves that, you know, I can still win, so just keep my head high.
So in other words, quit whining.
Quit whining. But isn't it funny? Malnati said, I just said to myself, do my best on every shot. Nelly says, you know, be positive. It's just funny how the mental approach to golf at this level, well, anything actually, is so important.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, Nelly, by winning last week, moved back into world number one again. And so that's good to see for her. And we're going to talk about what they're doing out here at Seville Country Club at the Ford Championship in just a little bit. But they are playing at the Texas Children's Hospital's Houston Open. So another one of those real long names.
Yeah, gotta have a long name.
Exactly. And right now, your leader is Tony Finau, who went out and shot a 1 under par 69, and then followed it up with a little 8 under par 62 to tie his best score there. And tie the course record there. He's sitting there at 9 under par, has a 2-shot lead over Alejandro Tosti. And then Thomas Dietrich's at 6 under par. Chad Ramey and Stephen Yeager, Scottie Scheffler, 3-putted from 6 feet on 18 yesterday to break his string of under par rounds that snapped at 28. He's at 5 under par along with Taylor Moore, who is your first round leader. And Akshay Bhatia is at 5 under par with Joe Highsmith, PGA Tour rookie. Akshay Bhatia was asked about what he's trying to do to get ready for the majors. Here's what he had to say.
I can't control anything that, you know, is coming up. I obviously have a goal playing all four majors, and whether that happens this year, whether I play three, whether I play one, you know, I'm just going to try and get in contention more and more. And, you know, just kind of grow mentally has been a big thing for me. So that's all I'm kind of looking forward to. And obviously I'd love to play Masters, but it's not, you know, I'm focused on this week and trying to get this done.
Again, yeah, with that mental approach.
Yeah, and also, just win.
Yeah.
Takes care of everything.
Yep. But it's interesting to me, Scheffler had a good first round, and he's not out of it by any stretch of imagination.
Oh, no, he's only 4 shots back.
But he goes out, and he bogeys the first hole, and that's usually a pretty good indication. He bookends it with an exclamation point, making double on 18 to shoot even par.
Yeah.
So not all things were clicking, but He's right in the hunt, so look out for Scottie Scheffler. You know, Scottie Scheffler's becoming America's sweetheart really quickly. He's kind of taking the place of Jordan Spieth.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. And the guy definitely has game, and that's why he's world number one and been world number one for as long as he is. I'm not real happy with – I'm glad that he's going to be taking next week off.
Yeah.
Because he needs it. You can see it. His proximity, his driving.
He took last week off.
Yeah.
So.
I don't think he's going to play next. Oh, no. He probably will at the Valero Texas Open.
I bet he does.
Yeah.
I bet he does.
But he says usually he doesn't play the week before. He doesn't like to play the week before, but we'll have to wait and see. I haven't seen the commitments yet for next week. But interestingly, his driver game got a little bit weaker. This week, his approach to the greens was way off. He was like 37th in approach to the greens, which is highly unusual for him. But his short game around the greens, he's number one and holding on strongly to that part. So when you're missing greens and getting it up and down, I guess you're doing pretty good. But
you better get up and down.
No doubt about it. Well, they are playing at Rancho Mirage at Mission Hills Country Club, where the LPGA used to play the ANA.
Right.
Well, the PGA Tour champions are playing there at the Gallery Classic, where Retief Goosen, Stephen Elker, and Alex Cheka are all your leaders at 6-under par. Billy Andrade is at 5-under par. Richard Green, Bob Estes, Y.E. Yang, Paul Broadhurst, Steve Stricker, Ernie Els, and Tung Jai Jai D are all sitting there at 4-under par. Billy Mayfair playing in the event is sitting, I want to say he's 1-under or even. Let's see, he is... Well, he's at even par.
Even par, yeah.
Yep, so not doing too bad. When we come back, we're going to get into the real big story, and that's right here at Seville Country Club for the inaugural Ford Championship. And the LPGA Tour is here. We're going to talk a little bit about what went on Wednesday out here. How about that? The little pro-am action and who our players were and how they're doing with our Bunker Karma. You're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We're heard live every Saturday morning. You can get us on Arizona Sports app, arizonasports.com, and right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Follow Arizona Sports for D-backs breaking news and inside information, plus exclusive weekly interviews with the Diamondbacks decision makers on Front Office Focus, Team President Derek Hall, D-backs manager Tori Lovello, and Diamondbacks players on the Clubhouse Call-In. If you miss the live conversations, listen on the Arizona Sports app or wherever you get your podcasts. The home of Arizona Diamondbacks baseball is Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, we were out here for the Pro-Am at Seville Country Club for the Ford Championship on Wednesday, and business partner Michael Henry, co-host Jim Hill, and I were all sporting our Athlon's Mana Mangrove Pros. I'm telling you, folks, you've got to get these. They've developed a patented sports footwear technology that immediately helps improve the golfer's athletic performance and stability. Founder Tim Markison has patented the NV technology that directs more force toward the body in his innovative footwear to allow golfers more control, power, stability with less wear and tear on the body. That's always good. Come improve your performance today. Check out Athlon's Bunker Special. Get 15% off at BunkerGolf.com when you use the promo code B2B or check them out at Athlon's.com for all the info and to order your own pair or stop by their store in Mesa. That's Athlon's, A-T-H-A-L-O-N-Z. They're the golf shoe for champions.
Hey everybody, Dan Bickley here, and if you're ever hurt in an accident, winning is everything, and that is why you call the attorneys at Sweet James. Think about it like this. There are over 450 professional basketball players in the NBA, and they all play basketball, but very few rise to stardom, very few win at that level that puts them in that elite category, and it's exactly the same thing with personal injury firms. There are a lot of them out there, but Sweet James is one of the very few firms that are elite at everything they do. That's why they're a proud partner of your Phoenix Suns, and as sports fans know, you need the best when it matters the most. Sweet James consistently delivers some of the largest settlements in Arizona, so if you're ever hurt in an accident, call Sweet James, where you pay nothing until they win your case, and they win 98% of the time. Call 800-9-MILLION, that's 800-900-0000. Find them online at sweetjames.com. Proud partner of your Phoenix Suns.
Luke Lipinski back to tell you about Twin Peaks. What's happening this month? Well, everything. Brackets and college basketball. Baseball is heating up. Hockey and pro hoops hitting the stretch runs as well. And, St. Patrick's Day. Hope you're getting to Twin Peaks for all of this. They got wall-to-wall TVs, so you don't miss one second of the action. They've got an outstanding food menu. They've got a happy hour that is second to none. And they've got the great scenery that Twin Peaks is known for at 5 convenient locations. So never settle. Stop by and experience the lodge mentality at Twin Peaks.
Bunker to Bunker is celebrating the return of spring with their second annual Spring Fling two-person scramble golf tournament on Saturday, April 13th at Augusta Ranch Golf Club, with proceeds benefiting PGA Hope. The event is loaded with prizes, raffle, lunch, and a special sneak preview of Augusta Ranch's spectacular Top Tracer Range practice facility. There's even a coupon for a second round of golf, all for just $105. It's open to the public, but space is limited. So register today at bunkergolf.com.
Girls theme is the Bangles.
Correct.
Thank you.
Women in rock.
Yes, women in rock.
All right, welcome back to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show, and what a great song to lead us back in as we are live out here at Seville Country Club for the Ford Championship, the inaugural Ford Championship. It was great to see Tim Hovick of Santan Ford out here this week and to be able to have a chance to visit with him. Who knows, if he gets here early enough, maybe we'll bring him on to talk a little bit more about the Ford Championship.
You guys met all kinds of celebrities out there. Tim Hovick, holy cow.
It was something else. Well, it's really interesting about Tim Hovick, because Santan Ford sponsors, I believe it's Mina Harrigay.
Right.
And we kind of got into that story over the air, but we're talking to Tim the other night, and when Mina had a really good tournament, and I think it's the U.S. Open, and there was the Ford logo on her shirt, and underneath it was Santan Ford.
Right.
And one of the brass back in Detroit saw the Ford logo and said, I didn't know we sponsored her. And then they figured out, we don't. Tim does. So it was pretty funny. And that's really part of the genesis of what got Ford involved in this event. And Tim Hovick was truly a driving force behind it. And what a great event it has been to this point, and I'm sure it will continue to be today and tomorrow. But just an absolute Chamber of Commerce Day today, and it has been all week.
Yeah, I just hope that Mother Nature changes its mind for tomorrow, and that we get, I mean, it's just absolutely perfect out here. The moon is setting as the sun is rising.
Yep.
I mean, who could ask for anything more than that? Sounds a little poetic, doesn't it?
See, you are a poet and didn't know it.
I know it. That's right. Hannah Green is your leader. She's at 14 under par. She fired a little 69 to open up her event, and fired 61 yesterday to vault to the top of the leaderboard. Phoenix's own Sarah Schmelzel is at 13 under par, along with Pi Yoon Chin. And then Hai Ju Kim and Azahara Munoz are at 12 under par. Yuka Sasso, Lydia Ko, Caroline Masson, and Pajari Anarukun-Karn are at 11 under. Lexi Thompson is sitting at 10 under par, along with Nasa Hataoka, Jin Hee Im, Megan Kane, Se Young Kim, Allison Lee, Emily, Christine Pedersen, Nelly Korda, the whole field. Jenny Shin and Celine Boutier. Gabriella Ruffles making herself known out there on the tour at 10 under par, along with Issy Gabsa. We played, Jim, on Wednesday.
Well, let's talk about Hannah Green's round real quick.
All right, you go ahead. Fire away.
You want to talk about a clean scorecard?
Yeah.
Hannah Green goes out and makes 11 birdies, no bogeys. She made many more birdies than she did pars. And it was a phenomenal round of 61. And so I think we need to get and address the elephant in the room.
All right.
Is the golf course easy? Absolutely not. The low scores are a testament to the condition the golf course is in.
100% agree with that.
The greens are really, really good. And does it surprise me to see 61s flying out there? A little bit, but you know, when the greens are this good, these ladies hit the ball so solid. Yeah, if you haven't,
and straight.
Yeah, and if you haven't seen them in person, it's kind of like watching NASCAR. NASCAR on TV doesn't really get me going, but NASCAR in person is amazing. And to watch these ladies hit the ball the way they do it, it's always in the middle of the club face. And they get it on the green. You know, they're hitting the ball so straight. They've got a birdie putt on every hole, just about, and Hannah Green proved that yesterday.
Yeah, no doubt about it. She absolutely striped her golf ball out there. And playing yesterday, Sarah Schmelzel shoots 63, and she goes bogey-free.
Yep.
So she just made two less. She went, what is that, 9-9, I guess, right?
Yep.
Yeah, no, 8. 9-9.
Yeah, yesterday she was
nine pars, 9 birdies.
Yep, nice even mix there.
Yeah, that's not too bad. Pretty consistent, just like birdie in every other hole.
Yep, and that's just about what she did. Although she did string back to back on 15 and 16 yesterday. And
I mean, this field is absolutely remarkable when you take a look at it. You've got Hannah Green, I think won last year out there. Sarah going, trying to get her first victory out there, but you've got Yuka Sasso, Lydia Ko, Caroline Masson, Lexi Thompson, Nasa Hataoka, Nelly Korda's in the hunt. I mean, this is anybody's ball game, and it's going to get real interesting because the weather tomorrow is not supposed to be as nice as what it is today. The temperature is probably going to be about what the temperature is right now, about 65 degrees. But there's about an 88% chance of rain.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so that's no bueno.
And wind. Now, there's a wind advisory yesterday.
Yeah,
and
it didn't come up that much.
It didn't come up. And, wind is a factor that just the players can't control, obviously. And it really plays havoc with the golf ball. But it didn't come up. But tomorrow is going to be a mudder round, I think. A lot of wind, a little bit of rain. So these ladies, if they're going to make a move, I think today is the day to do it, and that's why they call it moving day.
Yeah, hey, we want to send a shout-out real quick to some very special VIPs that are going to be here today, participating in the Bunker to Bunker Fantasy Walk with the pros inside the ropes. We gave away two of these programs, the pros, the walk inside the ropes today with the pros, presented by Shady Rays Sunglasses. And we had a bunch of people get family four packs to be able to come out and see the tournament as well. But a special shout out to the Bunker Club member that won. That was Bill Ross. And for those that just listen to the show and aren't Bunker Club members, we had a drawing for them. And Therese Smith with Taylor Morrison.
Taylor Morrison.
How about
wow.
that? We got to keep Taylor Morrison. We got to keep Taylor
keep
Morrison in the golf front. That's exactly right. So Therese Smith wins. And so I emailed her yesterday and said, hey, look forward to seeing you out there. And she said she's going to try and get here early enough to be able to see us doing the show live out here. We're on the practice tee, folks. So if you want to come by and say hello and put faces with voices, you're more than welcome to.
And we have a tip jar.
And we that's right. That's exactly right. Don't leave without your sunblock.
Well, Greg, I interrupted you when we started talking about Wednesday
yeah.
and the Pro-Am.
Right.
You know, I think that the LPGA really gets it. So the players are getting ready for their tournament rounds, right?
Right.
So what the LPGA does in their programs, I think it's genius. I think that you're seeing it a little bit on the PGA Tour, but they have a player play nine holes with you, and then you pick up a new player on your second nine.
Yep.
And it's really cool because, A, the players get to work on their stuff. They're taking 2.5 hours of their time to play with the AMs, but they are, it's so nice to get, you get exposed to two players instead of just one. And we were fortunate enough, we had two really, really fun players, good players, nice players that we played with, and they both, the bunker karma rubbed off on them.
Yeah,
little bit.
We played with Yuna Nishimura, from Japan, and she stands about 4'9".
Yeah.
I swear, when I saw the picture of me beside her, and she's not even up to my shoulders, I'm thinking, oh my gosh. And can just poke it out there.
Yep.
I mean, you know, she's probably averaging 245 to 250 off the tee, but just absolutely a fun person to play with. And then, and she's at 8 under par, and then we played on the second nine with Grace Kim, who Grace Kim is out of Australia. And you talk about somebody that has a sense of humor and will trash talk with the best of them. She was right there in the mix with us.
Oh yeah, and they're both a lot of fun to play with. Yuna is a lot of dynamite in a small package,
yeah.
and I don't think she missed a fairway. And then Grace, she's a little taller, right? And she pounds it. She hits it hard. But yeah, she was, she got a lot of Aussie in her. So she goes, somebody said a dirty word, Greg.
Yeah.
And then you go, oops. And she goes, don't worry about it. I'm an Aussie.
We're going to nickname her. She has an avocado on her, golf ball for a logo. And, so we nicknamed her out there Avocado. So Avocado, if you're tuned in and listening, go out there and tear them up. She goes off at 11:20 today, our time here in Arizona. But, you know, if you notice, she had a second gear in her,
yes,
off that tee.
She did.
She would hit one out there, and then one of our playing partners, Roy Smith, really good player, director of golf, general manager over there at Talking Stick, he smoked one.
Yep.
And she just got up there and stepped on it and knocked it right by him.
She was like, "Oh, really?"
Yeah, exactly. It was quite amusing to be able to watch that go on. But oh my gosh, so much fun, so enjoyable. Anyway, so basically, right now, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk more LPGA. We're going to talk about some of the players that we got to meet and really be able to talk about why the LPGA has so much more over the PGA Tour and that these corporate sponsors are missing the boat. You're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We're live every Saturday morning. We bring it to you on our Arizona Sports app, arizonasports.com, and right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Suns push for the playoffs.
Thunder win it. Final score here in OKC, 128 to 103. The Thunder sweep the Suns on the season series 3-0 and drop the Suns to 43-31.
Will the Suns break into the top six in the Western Conference, or are they heading for play-in status? Get breaking Suns news and play-by-play of every Suns game on Arizona Sports 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app.
Ron Wolfley here. I'm here with the chairman of the Auction Indian Community and my good friend, Robert Miguel. Robert, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Soho. It's good to see you.
It's good seeing you. You've always been so positive. In what ways has the community impacted Maricopa and the state in a positive way?
Well, financially, we've been able to give back, and we want to help as much as we can because that's who we are, as auction people.
You've been called small but mighty as a community. Your community continues to evolve. What do you see happening over the next 5 to 10 years?
Continued growth. We're going to see new roads, new buildings, new experiences. We want to continue to be more involved and continue to evolve overall, so we're seeing positive things.
What does it mean to you to be friends?
To give back, and we're here to support in every way possible to the great state of Arizona.
And this is exactly what we mean when we say, we all win with Ok-Chin.
Start your career with an amazing company that pays up to $42 an hour. If you have electrical, mechanical, or refrigeration skills, General Parts Group wants to talk to you about joining their team as a food equipment field technician. They offer comprehensive training and support. Plus, you'll enjoy great compensation, benefits, sign-up bonus, and more. Dispatch from home with the company vehicle and tools. Applying is easy. Just text GP to 620-620. That's GP to 620-620. Message and data rates may apply.
Golf was meant to be fun, right? We get that. Our motto is fun, family, and fitness forever. Kurt Hudek here for Augusta Ranch Golf Club in Mesa, Arizona. We're excited to announce the opening of our brand new 21-bay Top Tracer range with the same technology you see on TV with the pros. You can improve your game and get the kids involved, too. Our bays are open day and night. Augusta Ranch Golf Club, bringing affordable fun back into your golf game. For tee times and more information, go to AugustaRanchGolfClub.com.
Hi, this is Bill. I'm a real client and a raving fan for Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. I had heard about Bill for years, then happened to be paired with him at one of the Bunker Golf tournaments. I asked him a few questions and shared a shoulder and bicep problem I was having and asked if he could help. He said, sure. We set up a free initial consultation where he designed a specific program for me. Now, I've been to some of the other mega gyms over the years, but Bill's gym, his program, his staff, and the atmosphere was completely different and unique. The workouts are just 30 minutes, 2 to 3 times a week, and they're always intentional, purposeful, and efficient. Perfect for my busy schedule, and best of all, you get results. I tell my friends, next to marrying my wife, this is the best thing I have ever done for myself. For your free consultation and $100 off the first month's program, go to BillRossFitnessSolutions.com today.
Got golf? Bunker to Bunker invites you to get out of the gallery and get in the game this year with the Bunker to Bunker Club. The Bunker to Bunker Club is open to the public, but feels like an exclusive private country club. Come elevate your golf experience with all the privileges, but without all the expensive monthly dues and fees. Membership includes an official USGA handicap, online score posting and tracking, subscription to the AZ Golf Insider magazine, promotions with big savings on golf, products and hospitality, and of course, invitations to Bunker to Bunker's popular charity scramble tour tournaments at fantastic golf destinations. So what are you waiting for? Come get in the game with good friends, good times, and great golf. For additional information and registration, go to BunkerGolf.com. The Bunker to Bunker Club. It's the best value in golf since the mulligan.
Show. We're live out here at Seville Country Club for the inaugural Ford Championship.
The sun is rising.
It just feels so much better.
In the east, it's so nice. The Santan Mountains, I was told.
Yes.
That's what that is. I was corrected. Right. Thank you, Tyreek. I appreciate the heads up on that. But, oh, man, it is going to be a beautiful day out here.
Yeah, no doubt about it. There you go, six.
Six. That's six, no doubt about it,
Craig. That's exactly right. So joining us right now is Emily Podzielinski.
That was
close
perfect.
Enough.
That's close enough. Right. That'll work for me.
Emily P., how's that?
Love that.
All right. She is the tournament director for the Ford Championship. And so, Emily, so far so good. You've done well with the... with the weather, Wednesday Pro-Am was fantastic. We had a great time out here. Oh, by the way, folks, we didn't win. The bunker karma didn't carry over with us.
We top 10, though.
We were T13.
Oh, T13, okay.
What'd you guys shoot?
1,400.
1,400.
Oof.
Yeah. Soon as we made
Eagles,
our first putt.
A lot of Eagles out there. 14, that's not going to do
it. We eagled both of the par fives on the back nine and couldn't get an eagle on the front nine. So
to save our lives.
Yeah.
So, Emily, this thing kind of came together in a pretty short time frame. It looks to me like it's running like a Swiss watch. The members that embrace this, I know a lot of members are hosting the players at their homes. Tell us a little bit about the background and that how this came to be and then how you came to be involved.
Yeah, no worries. You know, obviously we're here at Seville Golf and Country Club. They've really opened the doors for us for the LPGA Tour to come out and highlight the world's best golfers. The town of Gilbert, Arizona has been amazing as well. Opened their arms from all the way from the city manager to Parks and Rec to PD. So everyone, it's definitely a team effort. Yeah, you hit it nail on the head. This one came together quickly. Super excited to have Ford Motor Company as the title sponsor of this event. When they gave us the green light, we were ready to rock and roll. So the planning really, really began. And a big shout out to Invited Clubs and David Pillsbury for, you know, opening the options of sure. being able to play at one of his courses here in the Phoenix area. And we kind of, as a tour, fell in love with, you know, Seville Golf and Country Club. Look around. We're looking at Santan Mountain right now. There's a massive community of homes. Oh, there's yeah. massive support from the club. So everything kind of made sense to call this place yeah, a stop this year.
You almost have a built-in volunteer crew with all the members here.
70 members are volunteers, which
wow.
is incredible.
Wow,
so.
That is fantastic. So one of the things that I had mentioned prior to you coming over is I said, you know, the funny thing is, and we love talking about the LPGA Tour all the time on our show, and one of the things that we've said for many years is how much these girls get it. They understand what they need to do to be able to be to have a successful tour. And I said earlier in the show, I said, you know, these corporate sponsors are missing out. They need to start supporting this LPGA Tour more than what they do, because it's just they're so approachable, they're so friendly. It's just a lot of fun to be around this event compared to the way all the things are going with the PGA Tour and all the DP World Tour and Live Golf. It's just a mess. This is where the corporations should be putting their money right now, in my opinion.
I appreciate that and couldn't agree more. We have some amazing local partners on board for the event this year, so can't thank the local support enough. But to your point, that's a big focus of ours. We need to get sponsorships to be able to increase the purse, to be able to do more out on course. And if we can get all of that aligned, this thing's going to grow, I think. And I don't know if you were able to watch anything on TV yesterday, but we had some people out here on a Friday,
right.
which is
yeah,
exciting.
Right.
So we're excited to see kind of what today will bring. And the people are here. The companies are here. We'll get it done. And we're excited to see what this event will hold in the future.
Yeah. Well, the players, and, you know, when they're playing, this is their job, folks. And when they're on the golf course or on the practice tee or on the putting green, they're working. Now, I know it's our leisure pursuit, but it's their job. But I will say this. You know, these players are so friendly, and I really think they feel like they are not on stage, but truly representing the LPGA Tour wherever they go. And that... I don't know how that gets taught or how that happens, but it truly is. It's remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, the players are the product of the LPGA. They're the stars, and you hit it perfectly. Most approachable women out there, great role models. We did a kids clinic yesterday for USGA Girls Golf, and there's several players now that have gone through that program
right.
and are
yeah.
playing on tour. So what the past has done to set up for the future, super exciting, and starting to see the benefits of that. Every single day, but you know, you guys saw it in the pro-am, how approachable the ladies
Absolutely.
Are and the golfers are. It's so fun, and they get it. They want more sponsors out here. They want more people out here, and it's something you can't teach, but the mentality's there, and we get it.
Yeah, the funny part about it all is we say it all the time that if you want to learn how to swing the golf club, come to an LPGA Tour event. because what you see on the PGA Tour is not real. You're never going to swing a golf club 125 miles an hour, but you're going to swing a golf club 195 to 105 miles an hour like the ladies do, and you'll be able to see the swing as it folds and unfolds much easier than what you can watching the men on the tours play. Yeah, it's great to watch those guys play, but I enjoy watching the ladies. You can watch the swing. You can break it down and be able to see it a lot better to see how the sequence works. It's just a better product in my opinion right now.
Totally agree. I don't know if my swing looks like that personally.
Well,
yes, you can absolutely relate a little bit more.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit, because you're a player of note also, having played golf at the University of Arkansas and now calling Dallas home. Tell our listeners a little bit about your background and how you came to be involved with being the tournament director for the Ford LPGA Championship.
Yeah, I was one of the luckiest kids ever in college. I got to play at the University of Arkansas. I came in just as Stacey Lewis was leaving, okay. So that was my role model.
Right.
And look what she's done for the game, so it's pretty amazing. I played on the team with Gabby Lopez. Maria Fassi was just coming in as I was leaving. I was still doing some GA work there, but my coach told me I was a really good person in my end of the year meeting. So that's kind of why I'm sitting on this side right now. But no, I had the best experience ever. And, you know, there's an event, an LPGA Tour event up in Northwest Arkansas that Walmart supports, and was very fortunate to get involved with that event at a really young age. Had no idea what went into running an event, but knew I loved the logistics, the operations, the sponsorship side, the community impact, and kind of fell in love with the model and started, you know, working in that space, and have done various different things to put on an event. I've probably had every single job you can within it, from volunteers all the way to being a tournament director now. So, I don't know, it kind of found me. I found it, but can't imagine doing anything else. I'm lucky to have the opportunity to help get this one underway and see what we can do in the future.
So are you on cruise control for the rest of the week?
There's never such thing as cruise control. Just when you think you got it nailed down, surprises happen.
Yeah.
No, I mean, once the event starts, it's smooth, like you mentioned. It kind of runs itself, which is great. Again, yesterday was an awesome day. Today's going to be an awesome day. Tomorrow, our big thing is we're just watching the weather. No surprise, but you got to plan for it, and we'll have a great plan going into the evening on how we're going to get this in tomorrow.
What is the forecast still for about 110% chance of rain?
I don't know. We're in the desert. Anything can happen.
That's and, you know, with the mountains around you, it can break around and go around. You just never know. You could be in a little bubble right here.
Yeah, we've got a meteorologist on site that he's tracking it. He gives us reports, so we're certainly, we'll have a conversation once players get out today on where our windows are, what we need to do to get it in. But I mean, that's our goal. We want to crown a champion tomorrow night, and it might look a little bit different tomorrow with tee times and whatnot, but we'll make that call a little bit later today.
75 players make the cut.
Big cut line this week.
Yeah, that was 10. What is it, 65 in ties usually?
Yes, correct.
So you had 10 extra in there.
And you go out and shoot 4 under, and you're packing your bags on Friday night.
Well, I was expecting tee times were going to be at 7:40 today, so that was a surprise last night at 7:10. I was like, come on. Give us a break. But no, it's perfect. I mean, a big cut line's good for us because it's more players out here. So all good.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So we're speaking with Emily P., we'll just call her that, the tournament director here for the Ford Championship. Want to thank you for joining us. And what do they say in Arkansas, is it?
Woo pig, Sue.
Yeah, that's good. Woo pig, baby.
All right. Well, you go for it. And we're pulling for you to have a great day today, obviously, and that we're able to make the Mother Nature just hold off for tomorrow so we can have a great finish to the event.
Awesome. Thank you guys for
being here. Thank you for being here. All right, when we come back, we've got a lot more golf to talk about. Want to remind you that this hour is brought to you by Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. Check out this great offer for new clients. Get 100% off your first program and free consultation. Check it out at Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. Call him at 602-230-8581. We're back with more golf on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Get the kind of knowledge about Book, KD, Brad, and the Suns that only a Suns expert can drop on you. Kellen Olson and Kevin Zimmerman on the Empire of the Suns podcast from Arizona Sports. The Empire of the Suns podcast is brought to you by Sonic. Sonic.
This is the time of year to enjoy life. Stop letting that pain in your joints keep you from doing what you want to do this spring. Call QC Kinetics now. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. I'm talking lasting joint relief with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. It's a fact. QC Kinetics is literally transforming lives. Their advanced treatments harness your own body's ability to restore and repair damaged joint tissue. Pro athletes have been doing this for decades, but now this life-changing treatment is available for you. So you can walk and run and climb stairs and play golf and move again, pain-free. No pills, no risky surgery. This is an all-natural solution. QC Kinetics has tens of thousands of satisfied patients who have reclaimed their mobility. Take action now and live your best life this spring and summer. It's a great use of your tax refund check, by the way. Call QC Kinetics now with clinics in Phoenix, Scottsdale, Peoria, and Chandler. 602-837-PAIN. 602-837-PAIN. That's 602-837-PAIN. 602-837-PAIN.
You don't need a resolution to lose weight. You need a solution. And that's Red Mountain Weight Loss. Red Mountain Weight Loss has full-strength semaglutide in their newest medication called Revelex. It's specifically formulated to provide full-strength semaglutide in a daily tablet. With Revelex, you'll lose up to 15 pounds a month. And it's not a shot, so you can skip the weekly trips to a doctor's office. But here's the best part. Revelex costs about half of what you'll pay for other semaglutide medications like Ozempic. That's right, I said half the price. Plus, Red Mountain includes medically supervised meal plans and free lifetime maintenance to help you keep the weight off. So why go anywhere else? At Red Mountain, you get no shots, just results for half the price. Trust the leader in medical weight loss. Red Mountain Weight Loss has helped millions of people lose weight safely, and they can help you too. Go to RedMountainWeightLoss.com. That's RedMountainWeightLoss.com.
Welcome to Bar 19, a culinary haven inside Putting World at the Scottsdale Promenade. Indulge in our chef-driven menu, expertly crafted to tantalize your taste buds. Sip on handcrafted cocktails perfectly paired with your dining experience, and happy hour happens every day from 3 to 6, making every moment a celebration. Elevate your outing with friends and family at Bar 19, where fine dining meets craft cocktails and unforgettable memories. Discover the perfect blend of taste and ambience only at Putting World's Bar 19.
How would you like to save $1,000 off your LASIK procedure at the Schwartz Laser Eye Center? Yes, $1,000 off. I know many of you have at the very least thought about LASIK surgery. You would love to reduce or even eliminate your need for eyeglasses, contact lenses, and even readers. You just want to be able to see the way you used to see. Trust me, I get it. That was me. Now, many of you already know that Dr. Schwartz did LASIK surgery on my eyes 15 years ago when I was 42, and how my vision, even today, has never been better. I can honestly tell you, having been associated with the Schwartz Laser Eye Center for about 20 years, that he has never had an offer this good. $1,000 off your LASIK procedure when you book now through the end of March. This is truly a limited-time offer, so take advantage and have that LASIK surgery done by the Team Eye Doctor of your Suns, D-backs, and Coyotes. Just text GAMBO to 62620. That's GAMBO to 62620 for this truly special offer, or go online at schwartzlaser.com/gambo. That's schwartzlaser.com/gambo.
Best and data rates may apply.
The 2023 and 2024 all-inclusive talking stick golf card is back. This is the card everyone's talking about. You get preferred rates on daily green fees now through September 2024, plus big discounts off food, beverage, and golf shop purchases. Better yet, benefits extend to the card holder and one guest, and you get a complimentary round of golf with purchase. Two great courses, one fantastic golf card, all for just $99 plus tax. For details and purchase, visit TalkingStickGolfClub.com or call the Pro Shop today.
So, this ain't the end. I saw you again.
the Wilson sister. The women of rock and roll, and the women are rocking and rolling out here at Seville Country Club for the Ford Championship, and it is absolutely perfect out here. I'm about to go ahead and take off the jacket.
Wow.
And just sport my Argyle sweater, you know. Yep. You know, just a little classic throwback.
I dropped the jacket because the sun feels so good on this old body. And I'll tell you what, you know, we're situated right on the practice tee. We're watching these ladies warm up, and I'll tell you what, it's so awesome to watch them swing a golf club. And you can see what goes on. And golly, these swings are fundamentally sound.
Oh, yeah. Also, may I interject, guys, you guys are very fashion forward.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Thank you very much. Hey, Jim, what time is it?
It is time for the highly informative and the very dependable golf tip of the week. LPGA style.
All right, this week's tip of the week is brought to you by Shady Rays Sunglasses, home of the Green Wolf Polarized Golf Eyewear, and presenting partner for the Bunker to Bunker Tour. Jim, who said this? Don't answer yet.
Don't answer.
Don't knock your competitors off the course. Just knock them off the leaderboard. Might have got you this week.
You might have.
All right, this week's tip of the week is right side for power.
Right side for power. There you go.
See, CQ.
Good rip.
CQ. You did.
We can do it even live, kids. That's right.
Yeah.
How about that?
All right. So, as we're sitting here on the practice tee, it's really fun to watch as these ladies are hitting the golf ball. There's a sequence of motion that happens in the golf swing. However, what people forget is what side of the body is what hits the golf ball. And for a right-handed golfer, when you take the golf club back, your last thing to turn is your upper body, and you're getting over onto your right side. And then when you start your downswing, or your hips are the last thing to turn, your hips are the last thing to turn on the backswing. So when you're turning back through on the forward swing, your hips are the first thing to rotate through to start your downswing. Well, the thing is, it's not pulling the club through, it's more driving the club through with your right side, because you want your power to come from that right side, just like when you watch a baseball player as they're swinging at a pitch. If they're a right-handed batter, their left side is clearing out of the way. But it's that right arm is where all that speed is. And that's what you're going to see with these players. So as you're setting up over the golf ball, I want you to take the golf club back, get it in position, and then I want you to almost feel like you're coming over the top of the golf ball. I want you to keep that left shoulder back a little bit. Don't let it go, but let your right shoulder kind of come up over the top of the golf ball. And what you're going to do is you're going to find that right arm is going to be able to extend back toward that golf ball a lot better. It's going to get a lot longer through the shot, and by getting longer through the shot, you're going to hit the ball straighter and you're going to hit the ball farther.
That is your golf tip of the week,
brought to you by Shady Rays, who says, live hard, we got you. All right, Jim, who said this? Don't knock your competitors off the course, just knock them off the leaderboard.
You know, I'm lost on this one.
I'm going to give you a clue.
Okay, give me a clue.
Where are we today?
Seville Golf and Country Club.
For what?
The LPGA Tour.
Okay, so
I will
what's
say,
our music theme today?
Ladies and rock and roll.
Okay.
I'm just going to say Kathy Whitworth.
Yeah, you're almost right. Almost the same era.
Yeah.
Babe Dietrichson's.
Oh, the Babe. Yep. All right, yeah. Hitch up that skirt and go rip it.
That's
exactly what she used to do. Well, that's a good quote. I like that.
So, you know, coming up next week, Jim, you know, you had said that there was no golf next week for the LPGA Tour.
There's a match play at Shadow Creek.
Yeah, the match play. So they're playing up at Shadow Creek. They're playing a match play. Interestingly, they've made a little bit of a change to what their format's going to be.
Right.
So they're going to have 96 players in the field. They're going to play 36-hole stroke play on Wednesday and Thursday.
Right.
All right. They're going to cut to the low 65 in ties.
Right.
And then they're going to play 18 holes more, continuing the total score, which I don't know what difference it makes, but I guess that's all right. But anyway, they're going to go out and play, and the top eight players after Friday will qualify for the match play on Saturday and Sunday. And the quarterfinals and semifinal matches will take place on Saturday, and the 18-hole championship match will take place on Sunday, preceded by a 9-hole charity match featuring NFL stars.
Which ones?
It doesn't say.
Oh. Joe Theismann will be playing, I bet, yeah.
$2 million purse. That's pretty darn good.
Well, Shadow Creek is a great golf course.
Oh, yeah. And I think this is the second year they've been there.
Yeah.
I think they played there last year.
Yep. It's so funny. When you pull into Shadow Creek, you're kind of in this, it's a little bit north of Las Vegas and flat as a pancake. And it's kind of it's a little bit desolate, let's just say. Then you pull into Shadow Creek, and it's got a very inconspicuous entrance, a little white guard shack, if you will. And then you pull in. And it's like you have stepped into another dimension. There's peacocks running around.
Really?
There's everything. There's not a blade of grass out of place. And they moved so much dirt to make that golf course. It's phenomenal. But, yeah, it'll be a treat to see it on TV.
Interesting. And where is it north of Vegas?
I don't even know the neighborhood. I just know how to get there.
that's absolutely perfect. Well, we are sitting here at the LPGA event at Seville Country Club, the Ford Championship presented by KCC. This is the inaugural event here, and we just had Emily P. on with us, the tournament director, to be able to talk about the event. And, you know, what a star-studded field. Hannah Green, local Sarah Smelzel, is one shot back, along with Pyun Chin at 13 under par. And then you've got Azahara Munoz and Hoo-Joo Kim at 12 under par. But Lydia Ko, she's trying to get over that hurdle. She's got to get one more win.
Right.
She'll be eligible for LPGA Hall of Fame. It's harder to get into the LPGA
yep.
Hall of Fame than it is to get into any Hall of Fame. Now, obviously, she'll get into the World Golf Hall of Fame when the time comes. She's not quite old enough yet. I think the age is 42.
I believe you've
you're
correct.
She's obviously well qualified for it.
Yep.
Lexi Thompson, 10 under par. We ran into her at the
pairings party
the other night. Got a little photo that I put on Facebook. We had breakfast with Brooke Henderson this morning.
Yes.
And and the neat thing is, folks, you've got to come out here. The ladies are so engaging. When you're out here following them around, obviously don't be talking in their backswing or anything. But if you make eye contact with them, I'm going to tell you they're going to say hello.
Yeah, it's so funny. I hear Wednesday and again this morning, you know, I walked past a player, and they said hello to me before I said hello to them.
Right.
You know, and you're at a PGA Tour event, and I'm not knocking the PGA Tour, but those guys, their heads are down. They're not interacting. They're getting their job done, and it is a job for both tours. But these ladies are very they're friendly. They make you feel welcome at their job, right? Remember that old Peyton Manning commercial when he goes, you know, he's standing there cheering on, hey, you're on my fantasy accounting team, you know, don't forget to carry the one. And so it's kind of reminds me of that. You know, we're in their office right now, and they're very, very hospitable and just really fun to be around.
All right, we're going to make the turn and have so much more golf to talk about. And with the Masters only 2 weeks away, we'll continue our segment of Masters memories, but we're going to be staying focused right here at Seville Country Club at the Ford Championship, the LPGA Tour, visiting the Valley, and we're going to stay focused on that as well. You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show for 35 years. We've been bringing it to you live. every Saturday morning from 7 to 9. We bring it to you on the Arizona Sports app. We bring it to you on ArizonaSports.com. And we bring it to you on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
The local sports leader gets you high school sports coverage from the one and only dean of high school sports in Arizona, Kevin McCabe. Every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 on AZ Preps Live, presented by Brooklyn Betting. AZ Preps Live, Saturday morning beginning at 9 on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, if you haven't checked out Shady Rays yet, I don't know what's keeping you from doing it. They're a part of our bunker packages when we do things for our bunker club. You can go right there to Kierlin and be able to get your Shady Rays. You can order them online. But we were all sporting them during the Pro-Am on Wednesday, and it's like high def. You can't beat them. The Green Wolf sunglasses are built specifically for golfers with new styles released just this past couple weeks. It comes in high definition. It's clear, sharp. It's just absolutely remarkable. They're perfect all shades for all activities. When you demand the best and live hard, they've got your back. And don't forget about their full guarantee of you break them, they replace them. You lose them, they replace them. So go check out Shady Rays at BunkerGolf.com and use the B2B code, promo code, and get 30% off either at ShadyRays.com or the Kierlin's Common Store in Scottsdale. Shady Rays. Don't know what's keeping you from wearing them today.
Hey, it's Vince Murata here to tell you about the huge savings being offered now at Earnhardt Buick GMC in Mesa. That's where our guy, the general manager Brad, and his team are offering some of the biggest discounts and lowest rates in the valley. That's right. Buy now with no payments for 90 days on their most popular models, including 2023 and 2024 GMC Sierra 1500s at 1.9% APR financing, plus an additional $3,250 purchase allowance towards your truck. And you can customize your truck with up to 20% off GMC truck accessories. Or choose a 0.9% APR and 90-day no-payment offer on 2024 GMC Terrain and Buick Envision SUVs. It's all going on at Earnhardt Buick GMC, a trusted name in Arizona for over 72 years. They are family-owned and local. And folks, local matters. Find them just north of the 60 at Superstition Springs Boulevard, or take advantage of their fully online buying options at EarnhardtBuickGMC.com. We are professional grade, and that ain't no bull.
Looking for an unforgettable day of golf? Visit Verado Golf Club today and enjoy the breathtaking views and great prices. With two thrilling course layouts and 36 holes of championship golf designed by Tom Lehman, now is a great time to visit Verado Golf Club and take advantage of their 36-hole rates. Come enjoy spectacular golf at both the Founders and Victory courses for a special price. Verado Golf Club, an experience like no other. To book a tee time, visit VeradoGolfClub.com or call 623-388-3008.
So what makes a great car radio show? To start with, a host who knows his stuff. Check. We've got Matt Allen, the KTAR car guy, who's been fixing cars for nearly 30 years. Lots to talk about. Check. High gas prices. Maybe getting a second opinion on that upcoming repair or help in finding the right used car. That means the only thing missing is you. And that's easy to fix. We're on every Saturday morning at 11 here on 92.3 KTAR. Or check us out anytime, day or night, at BumperToBumperRadio.com.
KFBP FM Phoenix.
Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
On the Arizona Sports app and on 98.7.
Blondie?
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Very close. Pat Benatar.
Pat Benatar. Okay.
All right. Well, welcome back to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show as we make the turn. Hey, we want to let our listeners know that the Spring Fling kicks off at Augusta Ranch Golf Club in 2 weeks on April 13th. And we're already about 60% sold out. I mean, we've got 2 weeks to go, and it's 60% sold out. Folks, you don't want to miss this event out there. $105 per player. It's a two-person scramble. You're going to have a great big lunch. You can warm up on the top tracer range. There will be a bunch of prizes, raffle prizes, bounce back round of golf. And the proceeds from the mulligan and drawing all benefit PGA Hope. You can't beat it. It's open to the public, but space is limited. So go to BunkerGolf.com and get signed up for the Bunker Tour event coming up at Augusta Ranch Golf Club on April 13th.
If you haven't tried that Top Tracer range, you're missing out. You need to go do that. That's really cool.
Interestingly, you know, this is an Olympic year, Jim.
Oh, I know.
And as we get closer to the Olympics, it's amazing how some players have started coming out saying, oh, they're not interested in playing in the Olympics.
Yeah, I don't get that. Anytime you can play for your country, I don't care what sport it is, but to call yourself an Olympian, there's very few people that can do that.
Yeah.
And
I don't,
hey, boys, I hate to interrupt. Can I interrupt here real quick?
Yes,
we have a very special guest on the phone. Tim Hovick is on our listener line and wants to talk a little golf with you guys.
We are Santan Ford.
Amen.
That's it. Well, welcome, Tim. And I don't know why you're not out here on the practice tee with us at Seville Country Club. Or are you out at the trophy? Are you out on the 17th hole there?
I am en route, gentlemen. And what a day we got today. It's been a fantastic week. But I am absolutely en route for another great day.
It is Bluebird Day out here, Chamber of Commerce, slight breeze coming out of the south right now, so the golf course just is in magnificent condition, and the local ladies are showing up pretty well out here. They're doing pretty well.
Yeah, somebody asked me earlier in the week what kind of scores they were going to shoot, and I said, man, these ladies can flat out play, and if they get the kind of weather like we've had so far, we could see some really record numbers. Might have been one of the lowest cuts I've ever seen in any tournament on any tour, and yeah, it's just been a fantastic week so far.
Yeah, there's only nine shots at the start of play. There's only nine shots between 75th and, or tied for 64th, I should say, and first place. So this is anybody's game, especially with how good the weather is today and what could possibly happen tomorrow with the weather.
Yeah, we were talking with some of the Golf Channel people yesterday, and you know, it could get a little blustery, I guess you'd say, maybe this afternoon with some wind. So, you know, with it being as bunched as it is, I could really see somebody who's, you know, maybe four or five back, who gets out a little early and maybe gets most of their round in before the wind comes up this afternoon. You could see kind of an interesting turn of events, depending on what this wind does late today.
Well, Tim, this is Jim, and I know you won't take the lion's share of credit like you should, but how in the world did you get Ford Motor Corporation involved in this event? I think it's kind of an interesting story, and I think our listeners would like to hear it.
Well, first off, you have to have a few things in your favor, and Ford really stands for diversity and inclusion and equality, and we're looking for different ways to get behind supporting different women's initiatives and different women's events. And I had dinner, goes back about a year ago, I had dinner with the CEO of Ford Motor Company, Jim Farley, and we started talking about golf and about maybe some opportunities, and then maybe we couldn't break through in golf. And then all of a sudden it got to, well, what about the LPGA? And then it was, hey, now that might be very interesting. And really we started down that path, and the LPGA has just been fantastic to work with. I, of course, a little bit biased and a little home cooking. I always feel like the Valley has had such a deep history with the LPGA and with women's golf, you know, really going back to Carsten Solheim and, right. and all the things that he's done and Ping and to not have a tour stop in Arizona just seemed to me to make no sense at all. So, we were able to work together with Ford. Bill Ford himself actually got involved and was, very, very much a proponent of us coming together in this initiative. And lo and behold, the Ford Championship has been born. And so far, beyond so good. It has been a tremendous week. And the feedback that we've gotten from people that have been out at the event and really understanding, you know, sometimes we get, it's okay, we love being known as a truck company because we love our trucks, but we do a lot more than just build trucks, and it's fantastic to be a part of this women's event and use the LPGA platform to really promote some initiatives that we stand behind. So, yeah, it's been fantastic, and I wasn't sure we could pull it off, but God bless, Ford came through, and the Ford Championship is rocking.
Yeah, it's absolutely remarkable out here. And one of the things that I had said, we had Emily, the tournament director, on with us earlier. And one of the things I said is, I said, I cannot believe that more corporations have not gotten behind the LPGA Tour with more sponsorship. The last I knew, 51% of the world was made up of women, and about 99% of the decisions are made by women. So I can't figure out why the corporations aren't getting behind LPGA golf more. So maybe by Ford stepping up, this is going to send a message out there to more corporations that the LPGA is where they need to be, because these ladies really do get it. I'm sure you've had some great exchanges with some of the ladies throughout the week to be able to really understand that true picture.
Yeah, very much so. And by the way, you've clearly been in my house, because you're right on with the 99%. I do think I might get 1% myself, but you're right on target. No, the ladies are fantastic, and the LPGA itself, the staff, and from the commissioner on down, and her team, and of course Emily and Scott Wood, Becky Newell, the whole team are just so fantastic to work with. And I wholeheartedly agree with you. I mean, I really believe that this could be, you know, another moment in time that we look to, that I've seen many, many times the different statistics. And the blue oval at Ford, you know, you've got the golden arches and the blue oval, right, and maybe the Coca-Cola sign. You know, they're three or four of the most iconic kind of brands really worldwide. And to have the blue oval get behind this event, you know, it is very much my hope that other companies and corporations will really realize the value, because the value equation is off the charts.
Right.
You know, we're all part, we love golf here in the Valley, and we're so blessed and fortunate to host some really fantastic events. Obviously, we've got Waste Management and the Schwab Cup and these different events, but the LPGA takes a backseat to no one.
Yes.
And when we're out at this event, my hope is that so many people have already seen it, and many, many more over this weekend are going to realize, from a just value standpoint, as a spectator, as a company that's involved, man, it's at the front of the line. So, yeah, it's been a really kind of a labor of love, but we're really excited about it.
Well, all right, Tim, one final question.
I was going to ask about if the folks are coming out of here, where is a good place for them to enjoy food and maybe an adult beverage or two?
I just saw him
pull
out of the way in his truck.
Funny you should ask. Not that I would be on the list of experts in those categories, although I have been known. You know, it's really the final three holes, and I'm sure, you know, I know you guys have talked about it. It lends itself to just a fantastic finish. You know, 16, the drivable four, and 18, the get-homeable eight, you know, par five. But in between is our little slice of heaven, the 17th hole, the Island Green par 3, and we've got a tremendous area for the patrons, the trophy bar on 17, great food, great drink. It's a little slice. It's only our first year. We think we can build a bigger slice. Yeah. It's just a little bit of slice of a famous 16th hole that's somewhere up north in Scottsdale. The players, I spoke with many of them last night after the event, and they were like, you know, it's just just kind of a constant loud roar that comes out of the that area when they're on the green, and they're like, we're okay with it. You know, as long as it's quiet, we're good. As long as it's loud, we're good. It's that when it's sort of in between and you can hear that one voice in our backswing that we have a problem. So 17, that Island Green, I would highly recommend anybody getting out to the course today. That is the spot, and you're going to see, especially as a little bit of breeze might come up this afternoon, you're going to see all sorts of interesting things out there.
No doubt about it. There you go, seven. Well, Tim, thanks for joining us. We saw you pull in your Ford Santan Ford truck into the parking lot, and look forward to seeing you. Have a great week out here. It's just... can't thank you enough for what you're doing for golf in the valley and for the LPGA Tour with Ford being the sponsor of the Ford Championship presented by KCC. We look forward to seeing you down the road, and we'll see you in golf with you soon.
Thanks, guys. Really the same to you. You guys do so much for promoting golf in the valley, and I'm a big fan. Love listening to the show in the Saturday mornings, and thank you so much for what you do. And hey, once you guys put down the headsets, I wholeheartedly hope you're going to go out and have a little fun today.
Absolutely.
No doubt. Thanks, about Jim. That. Yep, that's it. That's eight. All right, when we come back, we're going to have a lot more golf to talk about here at Seville Country Club for the Ford Championship presented by KCC. We're back with more right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader, after this.
Corey Lovello comes in 2017 to go to the playoffs. Right around the pandemic and the year after, they were the worst team in baseball. And then last year, to make it all the way to the World Series, as a manager, in my opinion, when you've got that wide range of results and you've gone through everything, you've been on top, you've been on the bottom, I think that helps you get your message across. And to Torrey's credit, he's the same guy he was when things were really bad. Now that they're really good, he hasn't changed a bit. And that consistency can pay off for a team.
Bickley and Murata. Mornings on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners. You know, if you haven't done it yet, you need to get out to the Trilogy Golf Club at Estancia and play around. Right now, they've got the smoking deal in the valley. You're going to play for half of what you'd play anywhere else in the valley right now. For $79 in the afternoon, you can go out and take advantage of the Bunker Special on BunkerGolf.com. It's truly one of the best values. I can tell you, we played out there a few weeks ago, and the golf course is in magnificent shape. And when we were done, we went in and had one of the 16 Frosty Microbrews on tap. And yes, I did have one of my pepperoni wood-fired pizzas, the best in the valley. I can't tell you enough about Trilogy Golf Club of Estancia. Go check them out today. The Trilogy Golf Club of Estancia is the best in the West.
Golf was meant to be fun, right? We get that. Our motto is fun, family, and fitness forever. Kurt Hudek here for Augusta Ranch Golf Club in Mesa, Arizona. We're excited to announce the opening of our brand new 21-bay Top Tracer range with the same technology you see on TV with the pros. You can improve your game and get the kids involved, too. Our bays are open day and night. Augusta Ranch Golf Club, bringing affordable fun back into your golf game. For tee times and more information, go to AugustaRanchGolfClub.com.
Bunker to Bunker is sponsored in part by Antigua Apparel, a leading manufacturer of men's and women's golf and sports licensed apparel. At Antigua Apparel, they believe life is a journey made up of moments, moments in your day and in your game. You'll experience these moments everywhere, in what you do, in how you feel, in what you wear. You never know when these moments will arrive.
But when they do, arrive comfortably. Performing at your best is achieved when you're comfortable in your body, mind, and clothes. Visit AntiguaApparelShop.com.
You don't need a resolution to lose weight. You need a solution. And that's Red Mountain Weight Loss. Red Mountain Weight Loss has full-strength semaglutide in their newest medication called Revelex. It's specifically formulated to provide full-strength semaglutide in a daily tablet. With Revelex, you'll lose up to 15 pounds a month. And it's not a shot, so you can skip the weekly trips to a doctor's office. But here's the best part. Revelex costs about half of what you'll pay for other semaglutide medications like Ozempic. That's right, I said half the price. Plus, Red Mountain includes medically supervised meal plans and free lifetime maintenance to help you keep the weight off. So why go anywhere else? At Red Mountain, you get no shots, just results for half the price. Trust the leader in medical weight loss. Red Mountain Weight Loss has helped millions of people lose weight safely, and they can help you too. Go to RedMountainWeightLoss.com. That's RedMountainWeightLoss.com.
That is correct.
Thank you very much. And they rewrote it for Sunday Night Football with, who's that young lady?
Carrie Underwood.
Underwood, yeah.
Smoking. I would go see Carrie Underwood in concert. She's got some very good songs.
She does a great version of the rock song Welcome to the Jungle, by the way, guys.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And John Daly, I don't know if you guys saw that clip. John Daly is knocking on heaven's door once more at the pro-am that they had this week. I think that's the only song John Daly knows.
Yeah.
But he sings it with enthusiasm.
So they are out on the golf course here. They started teeing off at about 7:40 this morning. And they're out on the golf course. The 8:20 times are getting ready to go off, which is going to be Gina Kim and Brooke Henderson are going out. Later on, you've got Georgia Hall going off at 8:50. She's out here on the practice tee right now. Jennifer Kupcho is 1 under through one hole, so she's 6 under par, starting to move up that leaderboard. So far, 2 under par, Mina Harrigay through 3 holes.
Yeah.
She's moved up to 7 under par for the tournament. But the field is absolutely remarkable. Grace Kim, one of our pro-am partners at 9 under par. And we're going to have another very special guest coming on with us in about 5 minutes. You're going to want to stay tuned for that. Met her at the pairings right. Party the other night. And we'll share that with you when she gets here. Local Elena Sharp is sitting there at 7 under par. And let's see, Sarah Schmelzel is a local product right here in the Phoenix area. She is at 13 under par, just 1 shot back. Lydia Coe, 11 under par. Folks, I'm telling you, I can't say it enough. You've got to get out here. You come in on Higley Road, you park at the Regional Park, the Gilbert Regional Park, right there on Higley. And then you take the shuttle bus in. It's about a 10-minute ride in here. They drop you off right here by the practice tee, and then you can go either direction. You can go to the right and go to 10. You can go to the left and go to 1. But either way, you can't miss. You've got to come out here and enjoy some of this golf.
I'll tell you what, Greg, the scores have been remarkably low, and I think that that is a testament to the superintendent, or the agronomist and his staff. Golf course is not that easy, but these greens are so good. You know, if you get on the green, you got a birdie putt. I don't care how far away you are. We can testify to that on our 75-foot almost eagle putt we made.
Right.
Hey, guys, you want to hear what Lydia Coe has to say about the course?
Sure. That would be fantastic.
How about that? Here we go.
It's a really nice golf course. The golf course is in really good shape. I know there was a little bit of rain, like, on Sunday. So, you know, maybe it's not as firm as it would have been without it. But even compared to Monday to Tuesday, I felt like the course had dried out a little bit. So I think that's what we're going to see throughout the week. Yeah, you know, it's I can't really decipher whether it's, like, a good course for a longer hitter or shorter hitter or somebody that hits it left to right or right to left. The course is nice. It's got a good mix of holes and this middle iron to light hybrid kind of length irons shots for me. So I think being precise with those is going to be very important this week.
I like that light hybrid.
Light hybrid. Yeah, what number is that? the golf course, they're playing about 6,800 yards.
Right.
And when we teed it up in the Pro-Am on Wednesday, and I said to the starter, I said, where are we playing from? And he said, right here. I said, where do 65-year-olds play from? He said, right here. So thank heavens to Roy Smith, and you got one out there pretty long, and Michael got one out there pretty long. I just bumped it out there about 240, and they were building super Walmarts between your ball and mine. But my iron play was pretty good. My putting was showed the LPGA players why I am the world's greatest player.
That's right.
Absolutely. I didn't let us down in that department. But
well, the other thing, Greg, I think it's we'd be remiss if we didn't give a shout-out to the membership at Seville. You know, they are giving up their golf course for a week plus, you know, one or two days on either end of it. And to embrace this event the way they are embracing it, over 70 members have volunteered to assist with the tournament and the production that it is. And there's also a lot of members that who are hosting players in their homes to you know aid them in their travel to and from the golf course. So it's really been a kind of a community event. You know, with Ford getting behind it, Tim Hovick leading the way with Santan Ford getting Ford Corp.
Boys, I hate to interrupt again, but we have another special guest on the phone that we need to get to. So here you go.
Well,
LPGA superstar.
Our LPGA guest calling in. We had a chance to be able to meet and get a picture with her on pairings night. Lexi Thompson is joining us now. Lexi, nice to meet you the other night, and welcome to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you on. We see you go off at 12:40 this afternoon, so thank you for getting up so early to be able to join us. And
no worries.
Tell us, give us your impressions of the golf course so far for what you've seen out here at Seville.
Yeah, well, the golf course has been great. This is my first time seeing it coming into the week, and it's in amazing shape for us. I think today we'll experience a little bit more of the wind factor with gusts of 35 possibly in the afternoon. But yeah, we can't ask for a better layout of a golf course. It's in perfect shape. The hospitality has been amazing. And it's an easier walk for fans as well. We've seen some great fans out there as well. So it's nice to see the little kids in the crowd and to get all the crowds that we can get.
Now, Lexi, do you stay with some of the residents of the area, or do you mostly, when you do your travels, do hotels? How do you go about your lodging when you go in for an LPGA event?
I usually just do hotels. Some of the, like the majors, I'll rent a house just because I have a usually my family comes out and my mom will come as well and she'll cook. And so it's nice and it's just easier to stay in a house, especially on a big week like a major. But I usually do hotel rooms just, it's easier for me. I travel with my dog and, you know, you get on your own schedule and routine of things when you're at a hotel, and I don't want to inconvenience staying in somebody's home and, you know, having them, you know, have to, you know, cater to me because, you know, I'm in tournament mode. So usually when we're off the golf course, we would just kind of want to shut it down and do our own thing for dinner. And, you know, as golfers, we have our set routine each and every day.
So one final question for you. With what's impending with the weather, how it's going to be today and what we possibly could see tomorrow, what do you think can end up being? What are you going to need to do these last two rounds to be able to pull off the victory and have our bunker karma bring you to victory?
I think with the winds being as high as they are this afternoon, I still think birdies are going to have to be made out there. Depending, you know, a few of the harder and longer holes definitely take par and run, and but still some holes I'm sure that will be gettable for birdies. So, you know, I'm just going to play smart and play aggressive when needed and see where that takes me. I know tomorrow, I think the weather actually got a little bit better. I think maybe the rain's stopping a little bit earlier in the day. So, you know, we'll take it moment by moment. We can't control the weather, unfortunately. So I'm just going to go out there, try my best, and see what that does.
Hey, well, have fun, and thanks for being here and being a good part of the inaugural Ford Championship. We know you've got some things to do, so play well, have fun this weekend, and happy Easter to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Happy Easter.
Thanks, Lexi.
All right. So it was great to be able to meet her on Tuesday night and get a little picture.
Well, I'll tell you what, she moves it too.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't realize how tall she was.
I know.
She can put a spanking on it.
Yeah, absolutely. And how short Brooke Henderson was.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, we come back. We've got so much more golf to talk about. We never know who we're going to have coming on. We could have some more special guests. Plus, we've got some things to tell. We've got our Masters memories to bring in as well. As talk about some players that defected that are defecting from the Olympics.
Yeah.
You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show. We bring it to you live every Saturday morning right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Wolf and Luke, middays 10 to 2.
Diamondbacks PR will send out, like, if something, like, truly historic happens, they'll send something out. They're like, hey, look, Lourdes Gurriel Jr. just had 5 RBI in the opening day. First time it's ever happened to franchise history. We're going to send you an email.
Yes.
They sent, like, 30 emails last night because everything that happened was historic.
I was looking at this, and I was saying to myself, could you have a better start? Could you have a better start to a season than what the Arizona Diamondbacks did on opening day?
Wolf and Luke, middays 10 to 2. Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Donate today at carsforkids.org. That's cars with a K. Your car can be picked up as soon as the next day. Receive a tax deduction and vacation voucher.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Now accepting donations of land, homes, buildings, or any kind of real estate.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Smith from Oliver Smith Jeweler. You already know that my family offers the best prices on luxury watches and jewelry year-round. But for a limited time, we're holding a sale like never before. Starting Tuesday, March 19th, we are offering a special sale to our local Phoenix Valley clients with big savings on luxury watches and jewelry. Shop deep discounts on our signature pre-owned watches from your favorite luxury Swiss brands. We're proud to design and manufacture our gorgeous diamond jewelry in-house, promising the top quality at the absolute best price. So whether you prefer to shop in person or from the comfort of your own home, we've got you covered. Shop the sale at either of our Scottsdale locations at Scottsdale Gainey Ranch and our new boutique in Scottsdale Fashion Square Mall. If online is more your style, simply visit us at oliversmithjeweler.com. Time is ticking and the sale won't last forever. Treat yourself to something extraordinary at Oliver Smith Jeweler. We can't wait to see you at our spring sale event.
The 2023 and 2024 all-inclusive Talking Stick Golf Card is back. This is the card everyone's talking about. You get preferred rates on daily green fees now through September 2024, plus big discounts off food, beverage, and golf shop purchases. Better yet, benefits extend to the cardholder and one guest, and you get a complimentary round of golf with purchase. Two great courses, one fantastic golf card, all for just $99 plus tax. For details and purchase, visit TalkingStickGolfClub.com or call the Pro Shop today.
Bunker to Bunker is celebrating the return of spring with their second annual Spring Fling two-person scramble golf tournament on Saturday, April 13th at Augusta Ranch Golf Club, with proceeds benefiting PGA Hope. The event is loaded with prizes, raffle, lunch, and a special sneak preview of Augusta Ranch's spectacular Top Tracer Range practice facility. There's even a coupon for a second round of golf, all for just $105. It's open to the public, but space is limited. So register today at BunkerGolf.com.
Looking for the perfect destination to perfect your putting? Welcome to Putting World, the ultimate 18-hole indoor putting course designed to delight golf enthusiasts of all levels. Immerse yourself in the art of putting as you navigate our greens. Whether you're a seasoned golfer or a curious beginner, Putting World promises an unforgettable experience for everyone. Swing by today and elevate your golf game to new heights. Visit us at Scottsdale Promenade or learn more at puttingworld.com.
Hey, the madness is great this month. Ford Truck Month is better. Yep, Paul Calvese here. We wait all year for Ford Truck Month at our Desert Ford dealers. Just America's best-selling line of trucks for 47 years running. But right now, do not miss these amazing offers on the legendary F-150 and the Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. And again, you know it's Ford Truck Month when we can get, check this out, 1.9% financing for 72 months plus. No charge, 72-month, 100,000-mile Ford Protect powertrain care when we buy a 2023 F-150 from our Desert Ford dealers. And on a 2023 F-150 Lightning Platinum, sleek and stealth, we can get 1.9% financing for 36 months plus $12,500 cash back and no payments for 90 days when you buy a 2023 F-150 Lightning Platinum. But hurry, Ford Truck Month ends April 2nd. Click buyfordnow.com.
Welcome back to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We are live out here at Seville Country Club for the inaugural Ford Championship presented by KCC. And the ladies are out on the golf course, and the ladies are on the practice tee getting ready to go out on the golf course. It's an absolutely wonderful leaderboard. You've got... right now, the low score out there so far is 2 under par through two holes is Jennifer Kupcho. Then Shanette Wanasan is 2 under par through three, and Mina Haragai is at 2 under par through four holes. So looks like they're getting out there and getting after it early. Lilia Vu is sitting at 7 under par.
And she's hitting range balls right in front of us.
And she's hitting golf balls right in front of us. Well, that's perfect. Well, Lilia is 7 under par, and... you know, for the most part, wouldn't you think that'd be up in the top 10?
Boy, I would.
Yeah, tied for 45th right now. But here's what Lilia Vu had to say about playing through all the pain of the recent back injury.
Yeah, I'm lucky I have a great team around me. I have two physios and a great trainer, and we've just kind of been working through back spasms that happen in Asia. And yeah, I mean, we've played through the pain. I think that was trying to just manage it and deal with it and not let it kind of control me, and then we're able to have no pain now. So almost back to myself, and just really good to finally get a good round under my belt.
Yeah. Control the controllables.
Yep, that's it. And
all you can do.
And do what you can to be able to... It is not easy, trust me, to play in pain. You compensate, and when you compensate, you make bad swings. And when you compensate, you cause other things
More
to
things
happen.
Hurt, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I'll tell you what, Greg. We got early scores out there. It looks like the birdie fest is continuing. If you're not making birdies, you are getting passed this weekend. I got to, now tomorrow might be a little different, but I don't think it's going to be as detrimental as people think. These ladies can play in all sorts of different conditions, and so I think they're going to keep going low. But you know, we played the golf course on Wednesday, and it's not as easy as these ladies are making it look. Shoot 4 under, you're packing your bags, going home, and didn't make the cut.
I know, it's absolutely ridiculous to be able to see that. Brooke Henderson is even par through one hole, 6 under for the tournament. Two players we're going to be very watching very closely, along with local Elena Sharp. We're going to be watching Yuna Nishimura, who is at 8 under par. We played with her in the Pro-Am on Wednesday. And at 9 under par is Grace Kim. She goes off at 11:20, and Yuna goes off at 10:30. So, folks, get out here. They're going to be teeing off until 1:20 this afternoon. So you've got plenty of opportunity. Just come out to 202 and get off at Higley. Go right down Higley to the Region Park. And pull in there, and a shuttle will bring you to the golf course. And it's just easy in, easy out. And you want to see the best players in the world, I'll tell you, it's right here. There is absolutely no doubt that you're going to enjoy being here.
As Tim Hovick mentioned, you know, the golf course is set up to have some fireworks on the final three holes. You've got a short, maybe drivable par four for the longer players. Then you've got the Island Green 17th. How ironic, 17 is an Island Green,
right?
Just like 17th Sawgrass.
Right.
Then you've got a gettable par 5. So it would not surprise me to see somebody go birdie, birdie, birdie on Sunday to win the golf tournament. It's very doable. And like I said before, the golf course is just in phenomenal shape. If you miss a putt, it's your fault.
So Hannah Green didn't do very well yesterday. She shot 32 on the front. She only made 4 birdies on the front.
Right.
All right. So that means she made 7 birdies on the back.
Yep.
She only made 2 pars on the back.
She made 11 birdies. 11.
She birdies 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18. I mean, that is just absolutely in the zone.
She made 6 in a row.
Yeah.
6 birdies in a row. I make 2 in a row, I start getting nervous.
You start, oh, man, I'm going to shoot 59 today.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's absolutely it. So anyway, you want to get out here and check this out. So, Jim, we were talking a couple of times now that there are some players that defected from the PGA Tour and went to the exhibition LIV Golf and now are defecting from the Olympics.
Yeah, they don't want to go play the Olympics, you know, and I guess this falls in with their I want to play less and earn more. Like we said earlier, or I said earlier, you know, it is an honor, in my opinion, to get to put on your country's colors and go play for your country. You know, you get it in the Ryder Cup, you get it in the Olympics, get it in the Solheim Cup, but you don't have that opportunity very often. And I really, it disappoints me when players don't do that and participate.
Well, Koepka said that he would face an uphill battle in qualifying for the United States team. The top 2 players from the official world rankings are automatically selected from any country, with up to 4 qualifying among the top 15. Well, right now, Koepka is ranked 31st in the world, so unless he wins the Masters in a couple weeks, he may not be able to get there, but he's decided to just bail out. And along with him is Terrell Hatton, who is bailing out. And Adam Scott is more bailing out in protest.
Right.
Because, and he would be 3rd on the Aussie list behind Jason Day and Minwoo Lee. But he's saying that he refers to the Olympics as an exhibition, and that it would be a better idea to allow more amateurs to play in the field.
Well, yeah, I get that. But, you know, you get to strap it up for the Aussies or for the USA or from whatever your country you're representing. I think, to me, that's just a real hard thing to say no to, or at least it should be. And so, you know.
Well, and I guarantee the Olympics was trying to parlay off of one Tiger Woods.
Right, oh yeah.
In figuring that when they brought the Olympics, when they brought golf to the Olympics, that Tiger would be at the Olympics and that it would be such a huge draw for them. And it just didn't work out that way. Tiger aged out, injured out.
Yeah, exactly.
So They're not the only ones. Other players that have opted out include Louis Oosthuizen, Thomas Peters, and Marcel Seam have all taken their names out of consideration for playing in the Olympics. And, okay, so don't go play. Who cares?
Right, exactly.
You know,
it's like Wally Uline from that company with starts with a T.
Yeah.
They don't sponsor our show, so I can't say it. But he always said when Mickelson left the brand, when Tiger Woods left the brand, he goes, the brand is always bigger than the player.
No doubt.
And I think that with the Olympics, it's gonna go on. It's like the PGA Tour is gonna survive when Tiger Woods is no longer playing the PGA Tour. The LPGA Tour is gonna survive when Lexi Thompson and the Korda sisters are no longer playing. It's survived without Natalie Gulbis and Paula Creamer and those players. It's gonna keep going. It's a big machine.
Yeah, there is a lot of truth in that. When we come back, one of the biggest complaints from the exhibition players on LIV is that they don't get into the majors. Well, I've got something to dispel that, Jim.
Dispute it.
That's exactly
Reputa,
right.
Reputa, dispute it.
Absolutely going to put them to shame right now. You're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We're live out here at Seville Country Club for the inaugural Ford Championship presented by KCC. We're back with more golf on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader, after this.
Burns and Gambo, afternoons.
I will never, ever pick U of A to go far in a tournament again. I don't trust them. I'm done. I'll never pick them.
Clip it, save it.
One game tops. I'm going to pick them to lose by the Sweet 16 every time now, because that was ridiculous that they lost that game to Clemson. I'm getting really sick and tired of it, to be honest with you, as a U of A fan. I'm not at the point where I'm like, okay, I'm not going to watch them anymore, but I thought about it.
You're not going
to
renounce
it. Like, is it really worth it to be invested in U of A basketball? All they do is let you down.
Mm-hmm. Burns and Gambo, afternoons 2 till 6 on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, have you been had a chance to join the Bill Ross Fitness Solution Revolution? If you haven't, I don't know what's keeping you. It's a game changer. Every workout at Bill Ross Fitness Solutions is always intentional and purposeful. You get incredible results in just 30-minute workout 2 to 3 times a week. Trust me, it really works. I can tell you that my body has never felt better. We've been able to maintain the muscle mass that we have through the inclusion body myositis. So everything is working well. You don't have to be sick. You don't have to have a medical condition. You just have to have enough courage to be able to walk in and visit with Bill. And he's going to make sure that every single time you walk out of there, you feel better. So right now, the bunker offer is get $100 off your first month program and get a free initial consultation. And Bill will create your own personalized program. So save money, lose fat. Go to BillRossFitnessSolutions.com or just give Bill a call at 602-230-8581 and schedule that free consultation and $100 off your first month membership with Bill Ross Fitness Solutions today.
Are you struggling to get Wi-Fi in every room of your home? Maybe it's time to switch to Verizon Home Internet with Whole Home Wi-Fi. It's exactly what it sounds like. Fast, reliable Wi-Fi that covers your entire home. And it's included at no extra charge when you switch to a 5G Home Plus plan. So whether you're gaming in the basement, working on your laptop in the kitchen, or streaming your favorite shows upstairs, you can count on Verizon to make sure your internet reaches every room. And now, get a 5-year price guarantee when you switch to 5G Home Internet. That's right. Pay the same price for 5 years. Call 1-800-VERIZON to switch today. It's your Verizon. Wi-Fi extender provided during professional setup, if recommended after Wi-Fi performance analysis or shipped upon customer request after setup. May require the purchase of additional Wi-Fi extenders. 5-year price guarantee offer valid through 4/10/24 for new Verizon Home Internet customers who have not subscribed to a VHI service within the last 90 days. Applies only to the then current base monthly rate, exclusive of any other setup and additional equipment charges, discounts, or promotions.
Looking for an unforgettable day of golf? Visit Verado Golf Club today and enjoy the breathtaking views and great prices. With two thrilling course layouts and 36 holes of championship golf designed by Tom Lehman, now is a great time to visit Verado Golf Club and take advantage of their 36-hole rates. Come enjoy spectacular golf at both the Founders and Victory courses for a special price. Verado Golf Club, an experience like no other. To book a tee time, visit VeradoGolfClub.com or call 623-388-3008.
Hey, tired of not being able to smile at family gatherings or while taking pictures? Aria Dental All-on-4 Dental Implant Treatment is for you. You can have a new set of brand new beautiful teeth in 24 hours after surgery. The All-on-4 will give you the closest option to your natural teeth. Dr. Joe, he's so cool. 20 years of dental implant experience and surgeries. He trains and lectures all over the world all about dental implants, and he lives right here in Phoenix. Aria will save you thousands and thousands of dollars compared to the corporate dental implant centers. They're locally owned, and they pass the savings on to their patients. If you want a beautiful new set of teeth and overall improve the quality of your life, go to AriaDentalImplantCenter.com. There's a free consultation if you mention me. That's Aria, A-R-I-A, DentalImplantCenter.com.
So what makes a great car radio show? To start with, a host who knows his stuff. Check. We've got Matt Allen, the KTAR car guy, who's been fixing cars for nearly 30 years. Lots to talk about. Check. High gas prices. Maybe getting a second opinion on that upcoming repair. Or help in finding the right used car. That means the only thing missing is you. And that's easy to fix. We're on every Saturday morning at 11 here on 92.3 KTAR. Or check us out anytime, day or night, at bumpertobumperradio.com.
Wow. We're playing all the power players right today. Absolutely have them dialed right in.
And girls, you just want to have fun. Thank you, Sandy, for...
just want to have fun.
Yep. But, oh my goodness. I just got a message from my buddy Tyreek, and he says, you're out there in the sun... you're watching the moon go down. You're looking at some mountains you don't know the name of. And he was making fun of me, Greg. I can't believe somebody would do that.
Right. The moon
easy target.
Yeah, well.
By the way, the moon.
You know what? I'm embarrassed to take a layup like that.
I hate to say it, but the moon has set.
The moon has set.
We've been out here. We've been out here 2 hours. The moon went away pretty fast.
Yeah. Yep.
There it is. All right. So anyway. Give you a little quick recap on what's going on at the Texas Children's Houston Open. Tony Finau, who is your defending champion, by the way, is at 9 under par. Alejandro Tosti is sitting at 7 under par. Thomas Dietrich at 6 under. And then you've got Chad Ramey, Steven Yeager, Scottie Scheffler, Taylor Moore, Akshay Bhatia, and Joe Highsmith all at 5 under par. And Scottie Scheffler kind of had a little bit of a meltdown yesterday.
He had a funny round, didn't he?
He did have a real funny round. But coming into the Masters, here's what Scottie Scheffler had to say about the benefits of rest.
Yeah, it's definitely valuable. I think as my career's kind of gone on, I've started to value rest more. You know, back when I first started, I think I was just so excited to be out here and play all the time that, you know, I was practicing all the time, playing all the time, and I think I would lose steam as the kind of tournament weeks went on. And so, you know, as I've kind of matured a little bit out here, I've started to learn more of the value of rest. And so last week was a week where I'd typically be excited to go back out and practice, you know, the first couple days being back. But, you know, I took a few nice days at home and feeling rested going into this week.
So, very interestingly to hear him say that he's going to get a little rest. Well, these guys have gotten a lot of rest all year. And I'll tell you right now, if I hear one more of these LIV guys complain about not being able to get into the major championships, it's absolutely their own fault.
Absolutely. And I don't know if they were sold a bill of goods by Greg Norman at all.
Oh, he definitely was.
And now they say, well, I can't play the majors. Hey, listen. I am in favor of LIV Tour because I think competition is good. But what I will say is this. You knew what you were doing when you took that bag of money and you weren't going to be eligible. And you know, world ranking points, I'm not surprised they're not getting world ranking points. I think that maybe they should figure out a formula to get them world ranking points. But right now, the case, the fact of the matter is you don't, and you're not getting the majors unless you are already qualified or you play your way in. There are some guys who've gone out on the DP World Tour and trying to play their way in.
Playing on the Asian Series,
right,
where
right.
they have an alliance with LIV.
Yeah, so, you know, I just, listen, it's like Chris DeMarco saying he hopes that the that LIV buys the Champions Tour. Listen, the Champions Tour is supported by the PGA, and Chris DeMarco, you're getting to play golf for a living. You've made over $22 million in your career, so please save us all the earbugs and be quiet and go play golf. And I just, when people complain about their situation, it drives them well. If you don't like your situation, change it.
Yep. So there's 52 players, Jim, that play each week. There's three wild cards that also play. But there's 52 players that play.
Right.
On the teams on LIV, okay? And 13 of those 52 players are exempt at the Masters and will be playing at the Masters. So the last I checked, 13 players of 52 is 25%.
Yeah. Also. Look at you doing math, Greg Ellis.
Thank you very much. I do it for a living. So anyway, how many players? There's 96 players, all right?
Right.
And so that means there's 83 players that are going to be eligible to play that aren't on LIV.
Right.
And the last I checked, there's about 250 players between the PGA Tour and the Korn Ferry Tour and the DP World Tour. Actually, probably 350. I look at it that their percentage of people representing from LIV going is a bigger pot than what from the other tours is getting.
Well, the fact of the matter is a lot of the guys that are going from LIV had already qualified by winning the major world ranking points, and that's going to run out, you know. But again, the Masters has said, hey, we would like to invite these players. One of them was a LIV guy. Perfectly within their rights to do that. I'm in favor of it. The U.S. Open has this thing called qualifying, that you can play your way into the tournament. So does the Open Championship, and the PGA not so much, but if the PGA wants to give exemptions out, they can too. So there's ways to get in the major field other than just resting on your laurels. And like I said, if you don't like it, change it.
Yeah, so here's a little breakdown for you. Bryson DeChambeau won the 2020 U.S. Open. So he's in the U.S. Open through 2030. He won the Masters. He's in the Masters, the PGA, and the Open Championship through 2025. Dustin Johnson won the Masters. He's in the Masters for life. He's in the U.S. Open through 2026, the Open through 2025, the PGA through 2000. So this is his last PGA Championship unless he wins another major. Brooks Koepka, PGA for life because he won the PGA Championship. The Masters, the U.S. Open through 2028, the Open Championship through 2027. Phil Mickelson, Masters winner, PGA Masters and PGA for life. The Open, he's in through 2030, and the U.S. Open through 2025. John Rahm won the U.S. Open and the 2023 Masters, so he's in the Masters for life, U.S. Open through 2031, and the PGA Championship through 2027. Cam Smith gets to play in the Open Championship until age 60, and he's in the Masters, the PGA, and the U.S. Open through 2027. So,
got a pretty full schedule.
Yeah.
And by the way, the Masters is not for life anymore. I think it's until you're 65.
Well, they say Masters for life.
Right.
Here. All right. Holy smokes.
We blew through it.
It's unbelievable. We didn't get a chance to have any of our Masters memories on with you, but we've got a host of people to thank. We want to thank Lexi Thompson for calling in. We want to thank Emily P. for joining us, the tournament director of the Ford Championship. We want to thank Tim Hovick who was majorly involved in getting that event here. And we want to thank you for joining us. Kevin McCabe, the Dean of AZ High School Sports, is up next. In the meantime, get out here to Seville Country Club and watch the best women in the world play golf right here in your own backyard.
Hello, ladies.
The Bunker to Bunker Golf Show is brought to you every Saturday morning from 7 to 9. Get out here, watch some golf, and if you can't watch some golf, get out and play some golf. We're out of here.